And welcome back to the program. You're listening to Business in Vancouver on Roundhouse Radio 98.3. We're the daily business news program from the Business in Vancouver newspaper and the website, BIB.com. I'm Kirk Lapointe.
I'm Tyler Orton. Beer lovers, well, you should be preparing to pay a little more for your favorite beverage as of April 1st, when a federal excise tax will see the price of beer go up nearly 2% overall. And this is not a one-time deal. With us to discuss the higher prices we can expect to pay for beer, it's David Clement, North American Affairs Manager at the Consumer Choice Center. David, thanks for joining us on the show once again.
Thank you very much for having me.
Has the price of beer ever gone down?
That's a very good question. Yeah. David, do you have the answer for us?
Has the price of beer ever gone down? That's a good question in the in terms of the Canadian context. The answer to that, unfortunately, because of taxes and because the government is so heavily involved in the process in which Canadians buy alcohol, even in provinces where you have private retail, the wholesale distributor for the province is usually publicly controlled. So, no, unfortunately, government at all levels seems to want to prevent the price of alcohol from going down, and in fact do the opposite of making sure that the price increases as well.
Well, we do have this federal excise tax goes into effect, or the next one goes into effect April 1st. It's going to be indexed to inflation. So in theory, shouldn't consumers be able to absorb this tax if it is indexed towards inflation?
Well, in theory, yes. The problem is that we know most of these sin taxes are heavily regressive in terms of their impact on the poor. And so if we look at like middle-income, low-income Canadians whose wages are relatively stagnant in terms of adjusting to inflation, what we're going to see is we're just going to see those folks pay more for beer and pay a higher percentage of their, let's say, weekly income for beer than other Canadians. So they're going to get hit the hardest. And it's important to note that as the cost of living increases, wages don't necessarily increase. It depends how the economy is doing. So there are instances where cost of living increases and you see inflation go up, but wages, aspects and things like that don't necessarily increase. And so this could be a bit of a double whammy if that is the case, and we don't see wages rising at the same time.
I'd like to think that the person, the politician, whoever it is, who initially branded these taxes sin taxes, turned the corner on this issue and sure. Made people feel guilty if they squawked about the rise in these taxes on things like tobacco and alcohol. But the truth is that, I mean, you're quite right. These are regressive taxes. They don't necessarily reflect the ability for people to pay on them. And now what we're expecting is that nearly half the price of a bottle of beer is really is taxation. It's not going to anywhere other than levels of government.
Yeah, exactly. And the current figure right now is 47% of the price of beer is tax. And most people don't realize that. When you talk to Canadians on the streets and you say, hey, did you know that almost 50% of the price of beer goes directly to government? They're almost always stunned.
Yeah.
Because they don't, who would ever think that the government is taking half of that case of beer that you just bought? And so a lot of people really see this for the tax grab and money grab that it is.
Well, so David, why is alcohol or these other sin taxes, why are they such easy targets for the governments?
So they're easy targets on two sides. The first is that it's a public health initiative. And so often they will include these taxes on things that are considered to be bad for our health. And they get them pushed through because they're seen as a public health initiative and people don't want to be seen as anti-public health. That's the first way in which they sneak these regressive taxes through. The second reason why they push these through is because they know it will generate revenue because they know people are going to buy beer anyway. Which is funny because when we see government officials on the public health side say that they want to implement these taxes to curb consumption so that people drink less. But then the government revenue side is saying we have to make that this tax is going to raise X billions of dollars over 10 years. And those two narratives actually run counter to each other because if people are consuming less, obviously that revenue will go down. And so you have your public health official saying it's for consumption curbing, and then you have people on the finance and revenue side in government saying, but look at all the extra money we're going to raise. And so I think the disparity there really does highlight the problems of sin taxes like this. It fails to address any of the regressive impact of these sin taxes and the impact it has on middle-income or low-income Canadians and things like that.
People have done the analysis before and on tobacco, and I've seen that in a lot of cases, mm-hmm. smokers essentially pay their way, that their increased medical yes. costs are certainly offset by the taxes that they pay. Is that the same yeah. with alcohol, do you think?
It's hard to say because the negative health repercussions are different for a product like beer.
Yeah.
So in fact, what makes them different too is that there are also positive levels of alcohol consumption that help with your heart and certain things like that. So I haven't seen anything that actually breaks that down, but I would assume that it's quite similar. I mean, in terms of comparing it to drinkers paying their own way. When it comes to once you factor in all the additional fees and taxes and whatnot that they already pay now, I would be hard pressed to see that they didn't cover their own health care costs through these additional taxes already.
Our guest today is David Clement. He is North American Affairs Manager at the Consumer Choice Center. We're talking about how our beer taxes, they'll be going up April 1st. And David, we're talking a lot about consumers, but you mentioned the fact that, you know, they're going to buy beer anyway. Does this mean that even if taxes go up, we can expect any impact on the industry? Will, say, revenues still be about the same even if people are going to buy beer anyway? Or do we see maybe a reduction in the amount of consumption with regards to this particular industry?
That's a good question. It all really depends on the rate in which the tax is increased. So if it's something that's dramatic, obviously that will curb consumption. So right now it's tough to say what the impact will be on the industry. That being said, this isn't an industry that we necessarily want to dampen or curb. When we look at the impact that the brewing industry has on the Canadian economy. We're talking about something along the lines of $13.6 billion to the Canadian economy and over 140,000 jobs nationwide. That is a huge, huge sector in terms of economic growth, in terms of employment. We certainly don't want to, I mean, we don't want people abusing alcohol. That needs to be said, but at the same time should be obvious. However, there is a reasonable amount of alcohol that people can consume, and there is a healthy approach to treating adults like adults in terms of conversations about alcohol. And I would hate to see a beer tax and an escalating beer tax that never ends, because it would have no end date. Have a negative impact on an industry that so many Canadians are obviously engaged with as consumers, but on the flip side of that, are dependent on by virtue of it being involved in their profession.
Plus, out here in particular, David, I mean, we're witnessing a real boom in the craft beer business, and the craft beer mm-hmm. business has diversified beer offerings. I think people are experiencing different tastes and styles of beer in a way that they never had before because of the restrictive nature of some of the retail outlets in the past and really the narrow bandwidth of beers that were available. In a way, this is actually running counter to it. If you begin to really continue to tax beer at a heavy amount, you're really going to, in a way, discourage people from really indulging in a business that is really beginning to take off here in places like British Columbia.
Yeah, absolutely. This a tax like this hurts the little guy the most because it creates a big barrier to entry. And a lot of the big companies that are the kind of the big brand name beer producers, for the most part, can accommodate and shift production and do certain change various things to cover additional costs. But what happens is you see small brewers and micro breweries or nano breweries not be able to make those same adjustments. And so it certainly hurts them in terms of the prospects of staying in business, and it creates a clear signal that that it might not necessarily be the business to get into if you are entrepreneurial. Because if you're looking at starting a business, something you're passionate about, and you realize that the government has committed to every year increasing the tax on your product no matter what, that's certainly discouraging to a prospective entrepreneur, someone who's passionate about craft beer. They may choose to just go and do something else. And I mean, I've experienced the craft brew scene in Vancouver and BC. It's fantastic. I'd hate to see that get dampened because the federal government wants to earn a little bit more money off of taxpayers who are already overtaxed.
Well, David, I wish we could share in our lamentations all about this, but I don't know if we're going to be able to afford to throw back a couple cold ones after this, so we'll have to find another way to commiserate. But David, I want to thank you for joining us on the show today.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
That's David Clement, North American Affairs Manager for the Consumer Choice Center, and you're listening to Business in Vancouver on Roundhouse Radio 98.3. I'm Tyler Orton.
And I'm Kirk LaPointe. That's our show for today. Thanks a lot for listening. We'll be back next time. See you then.